Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you all for listening to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's show. And if you have a comment or opinion, then you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and you will be able to come on the air and give your comment or your opinion. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, today's weather, right now in the ATL, we're looking at 77 degrees and thunderstorms, okay? 77 and thunderstorms right now in the ATL. It's not raining right now where I am, but it was earlier, so I hope you guys are being safe out there on the road. Now, tomorrow, Wednesday, hump day, we're looking at 92 degrees as a high with thunderstorms. And Thursday, 90 degrees, partly cloudy. Friday, sunshine, 92 degrees as we go into the 4th of July weekend. And, you know, we're halfway through the year already. And it's just a blur. I tell you, the older you get, the faster time goes. Okay? Remember that. The older you get, the faster time goes. Now, today's word of the day is, let's see here. Let's get it. Licit. L-I-C-I-T. Licit. Licit is an adjective, and it means conforming to the requirements of the law or not forbidden by law. Permissible. Licit. Licit is conforming to the requirements of the law and not forbidden by law or is permissible. Okay? Illicit. Okay? Illicit is just the opposite, okay? Illicit is just the opposite, but licit is conforming to the requirements of the law. All right, that's our word of the day. Now, let's see. There was something I wanted to share with you guys before I got into today's show, but can't put my finger on it right now, so I guess we'll keep moving. Now, today's show is entitled, Some Kids Don't Know Math But Are in Charge of Money at Fast Food Restaurants. Now, I had this happen to me just a few days ago. And I don't know if you guys have ever encountered this before, or maybe you haven't. Maybe it's just me. But after talking to a couple of people, they're like, yeah, that you're right about that. And what I want to discuss is, you know, why are these kids, you know, being put in charge of money drawers at fast food restaurants when they can't count money or give the correct change? I don't know if this young lady was new. I don't know if she was, I don't want to call her dumb because she's not dumb. She just don't know, you know, she just don't understand. Okay. But she can be taught. She can be trained, and they should train these kids before they put them in charge of money drawers. Right. So, but here's what happened to me. So I go into a Popeye's Chicken and get me something to eat, right? And this young lady at the counter, at the register, she, you know, may I help you? I made my order or whatever. And she said, I don't remember the exact amount, but I'm going to just say it was $11.37, okay? $11.37. All right, so I'm sorry. I'm going to say it was $10.37, all right? And I gave her $21. But I gave her a 20. And then I was thinking, I said, I'll just give her a dollar so I can get me a 10 back. So I gave her a 20, and she hit the button, okay, for the 20, and the drawer popped out. And I said, hey, here's another dollar, so you can take the change out of the dollar and give me a 10 back. And immediately, a new face came on her face, okay? So she kind of grabbed the dollar hesitantly, and while she had the dollar, she started thinking, because she saw $9 and some change on the register to give back, right? But when I gave her the dollar to add to the 20, she got a new face on her face. So she started, and when the cash drawer had popped out, so she started fumbling in the coins, like she trying to think, how much change do I owe this guy back? Now he's giving me a 20 and a single, and it says $9 and something back. But she know now that something's wrong, okay? I threw a monkey wrench in the game. But my thing is that these kids, if they're trained properly, then they'll, you know, especially if you're first starting off on the job, you should be trained to ask people for change, you know. If it's 10:37 and somebody gives you a 20, you say, do you have 37 cents? No. Okay? Bang, go to it. Hit the register. Do your thing. Okay? Then there was another incident this guy was telling me about where, you know, he gave the young lady or young man or whatever it was money, and once he gave her the cash and she popped the drawer open to give him change back, he said, oh, I have 37 cents or whatever the change was, okay? And then now immediately a new face comes on. And they're like, okay, you give me 37 cents. I'm supposed to give you how much back? I don't know, you know. And they're either going to screw you out of a little change, or they're going to give you more change than you deserve back. Okay? Now, all I'm saying is, for some people need to be trained on money when they come to a fast food, when they come into a fast food restaurant. When you get giving someone a job and they're handling your cash, man, you want them to be on point with giving change back and forth. You want them to understand simple math as far as giving change back and forth. I know when I worked at the when I was in college, I used to come home on the weekends from college and work at a liquor store. And they wouldn't let me handle the register for a couple of weeks. You know, they were teaching me how to handle the register before they let me go on my own with the register. That's the way it should be. You shouldn't just get these kids come in here. I know they think that these kids, you know, you're 16, 17, 18 years old. You should know how to count change. You should know the correct change to give back and forth. You should know that. And probably the register is probably the simplest job in there, okay? But it, you know, if a manager stood up there and watched him do some transactions, they'd know immediately, hey, you need to be trained on handling this money. You need to be trained on handling this money. Because to be honest with you, a real pro at flim-flamming or whatever you call it, you know, tricking people out of money, he could go in there and probably come out $20 richer. I'm talking about somebody that know how to do that stuff. Okay? That know how to do that stuff. Because once those kids pop that button, hit that register, and that cash draw opens, then a real flim-flam or a real con man, he trick them out of that money. Hey, give me, can I get, while you got the drawer open, can I get change for a 20? While you got the drawer open, can I get change for this 50? Or whatever. And a real artist, you know, a real criminal, a real crook, he'll flim-flam them out of that money. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show, or you guys can call. And once you get on the show, listen live at that number, and just press the number 1 on your keypad to get on the air. Now, I have a caller from the 678 area code. The first 3 digits are 698. Let's see. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Frank, this is Fred Washington.
Fred, what's going on, buddy?
Calling from Jonesboro. Oh, man, just listening to your show. I saw the topic, and I had to weigh in on that, man, because that had happened to me several times, you know, and to where it's like you did. Gave them a 20 or whatever, and you gave them that extra dollar so that you can get change and get like a whole 10 or whatever. And like you said, the expression on the face changed and they was fumbling about. So I tried them. You know, I told her what my change was supposed to be. She gave me $5 more than what it was supposed to be. She actually listened to me. And what she gave me, I was looking at her and her back told her. That was, you know, you get too much money.
Yeah.
He was just so embarrassed about it, man. But the other thing about it, too, is employers need to monitor to make sure that these kids can add and subtract properly. You know, they are not getting it in school. They don't have a support system at home to push them into learning what they're supposed to learn. So, you know, it's like it goes back several steps before they even get there. And it's a shame that it's like that.
Yeah.
And, like, another thing with this computer age, because I know, you know, the kids are doing their homework on computers and everything. After a while, they're not going to even be able to put a signature down because everything is typed in on a computer and it's doing all the thinking for them. So
right.
It's going to be like a more than just that effect as far as counting money. It's going to be a snowball effect all the way around the board.
Yeah. Yeah, because they, you know, these kids today, they aren't even being taught how to write in cursive.
Yeah.
And I think that's a problem.
Well, that's a big problem, man.
I don't see it
getting any better, you know. It's fine to get with this computer age, but when you have something that's thinking for you, that's going to, you know, hurt you in the long run.
Yeah, it's going to hurt them when they go out in the real world.
Because things are just not like that. And it's not just such. There's a whole lot of people who have stories about how the kids can't add and subtract when they're trying to give them change or something. It's ridiculous. You know, you might give them, they might, like you say, it might be 10:37, and you might give them $20.50. They know to get a 10, but they had to sit there and ponder that
yeah,
you know, to give you 13 more cents.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, man. That I was freaking out. I'm like, what's wrong? You know, but these kids today, man, they aren't being taught like you said in school, and then they go home and all they do is sit at home on these video games, and the parents don't mind because these video games are babysitting their kids for them. So
Yep. They
don't, you know, they don't mind. They don't try to teach them anything. They don't ask them if they got homework. They don't try to help them a little bit in their homework and none of that stuff. And it's sad to see, man, but it's real. It's happening every day. And they in charge of big money out there in these fast food restaurants. And, you know, they can't count.
You know, a lot of parents don't try to help their kids because they don't even know themselves. It's like a generational thing. Two and three generations that pass down to where their parents didn't help them with homework, so they're not helping their kids because a lot of them, like I said, don't even know how to help their kids. And a lot of parents need to go back and get some schooling themselves so that they can weigh in on their kids' future, man. It's going to be a whole lot of people left out in the cold.
Yeah. Yes, it's going to be a whole lot of them, man. It's going to be a whole lot of them.
Everybody,
hey, Fred,
don't,
I appreciate
this.
You listening in to the show, man. You been doing all right?
Oh, yeah. God's been good to me, you know. I'm looking forward to the Astros reunion.
Okay. I don't know if I'm gonna be there yet. I think I may have to work that Saturday, so I don't know if I'm gonna be there. I don't know if I'm gonna be there for sure. But if I am, I'll definitely catch up with you. But if not, I have to try to hook up with you some other kind of way, man.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. I still got your number, though. I'll give you a call. We'll see if we can hook something up.
Okay, bud. I appreciate you calling, man. Stay up on the show.
Oh, I will.
All right. And so again, guys, you know, that's exactly what I was saying. You know, people are, you know, these kids aren't being taught about, they aren't even being taught about money in the, in school now. I remember when we were coming up through school, we had textbooks that had, you know, a picture of a penny, a nickel, a dime, a quarter, and that's, you know, that was part of our thing and how we learned how to count money, how to count change. I mean, anybody can count if everything is dollars. You know, anybody can do. You know, you got to pay $9 for something, somebody gives you a 20. You got to pay $10 for something, somebody gives you, you know, a 20 or what have you. So, you know, you're paying $80 for something, somebody give you a $100 bill. You know that. You know the dollars. But the problem is the cents and the change. And that's really what we learned first. We learned about pennies, dimes, nickels, and quarters. Once we got hold of that, then we went to dollars. Then we went to dollars and cents. And today, I really don't know what's going on in the school system, but these kids aren't being taught real life stuff. I know the sponsor of the show, young lady that owns the business, she was saying that she wanted to get into the schools and start to teach kids about money, how to do simple stuff. I know people don't write a lot of checks these days, but keeping a checkbook and how to balance your account and how to I mean, a lot of that stuff done for you online, looking at your account, but you still need to know how that works, okay? And you still need to watch your account every day. And I'm talking to some of the adults here, even here now, you know, you have to watch your accounts every day. When you get, I think I did a show on this, when you get bills in the mail and the bill come in and you open the bill and you want to pay the bill, you have to go through that bill and make sure that, you know, you're being charged right. Look at what you paid last month versus what you paid this month. Why is there such a spike in my water bill from last month to this month? Why is there such a spike in my electric bill from last month to this month? I'm telling y'all, you have to watch that kind of stuff. You have to watch that kind of stuff. Who would have thought that? I'm kind of dating myself now. Who would have thought that we growing up in the 70s, okay, would be paying $100 or more to watch TV? TV was always free. Now, we didn't have 500 channels, but TV was always free. You just plug that sucker in, and if you had an antenna on your house somewhere, you could pick up the channels. I mean, we weren't looking at HD back then, but we could see the TV, we could see everybody, we could hear, we knew what was going on. TV was free. I know y'all don't believe that, but TV was free forever. And then all of a sudden, here come cable. And I don't know how I got on this subject, but then here comes cable. And then everybody saying, oh, man, cable? HBO? And then HBO was the thing, okay? You go over somebody's house and be like, y'all got HBO? Yeah, we got HBO. Like, oh, my God. And then now HBO is a joke. I mean, HBO show the same. You know, if you get HBO, if you have HBO or you add HBO to your service, HBO is a joke. They run the same stuff over and over again all month long. Same stuff. But my thing is, you know, when you look at your cable bill or something, you know, they got a $5 charge on there for this and $3 for that and something for that. If you don't watch that kind of stuff and call them and ask them, what's this for? I mean, I had to call them and get $3 taken off of my bill before because I ain't know where in the world it came from. What was it for? And the young lady couldn't tell me. I said, well, if you can't tell me what it's for, you got to take it off my bill. And she did. And so you have to watch that stuff. And you have to be cognizant of your money. And watch your money. Because, you know, a lot of people say, well, Frank, a dollar here, a dollar there, no big deal. Well, I tell you what, if you walked out of the grocery store and you were in the parking lot and you putting your groceries in your car and you saw a dollar on the ground, I guarantee you, you're going to bend down and pick it up. Or you just going to let it float on across the parking lot. Nah, you're going to pick it up. So everybody, please, you have to watch your money. And even when you go into these fast food restaurants or whatever, and you see your and you order your stuff or whatever, and somebody gives you your change back, you know that's not the right change. And if they, you know, if they shorten you, that, you know, these Chinese restaurants, they good at shorting you on your money. You know, you have to use your debit card or something when you go into these Chinese restaurants. Because if you don't, if you give them cash, they going to short you. I'm telling you. Next time you go into a Chinese restaurant, check them out when you get your change. Just check them out. And, you know, it might be 3 or 4 pennies here and there. But with you know, with 100 people coming in and out their restaurant to get food, or, you know, 1,000 people in a week, that's some nice pennies. And they'll get you like that. So watch that at the Chinese restaurant. They're good at that. They'll give you a little change. You just grab it and put it in your pocket because you think it's right. But it's not. I guarantee you. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, on tomorrow's Wednesday, I'm going to have another great show. I got a topic that'll blow your mind. So look out for the topic for tomorrow. It's going to be something special. But I did want to talk about the kids today and how they are at these fast food restaurants. If your kid is working at a fast food restaurant, try to sit down with them and make sure that they know how to give the correct change. And or if you don't know, see if one of your friends know how to sit down with your kids and do the right change. So, you know, Things go the way that you push them to go. You know, your kids are going to be as good as you push them to be. So try to push them to be the best that they can be. And that's all you want, them being the best that they can be. Hey, guys, I'm going to close the show out now. Take care of yourselves. And I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. See you.